Okay, let's speak to Mike before the news. That's done with that. Go on, Mike.
Hello there. Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Guys, I just wanted to phone up to tell you, if you don't know already, about what's going on at Charlton at the moment. Obviously, if you look at the tables, we're very, very low down, but we are a complete joke of a club at the moment. We were taken over 2 years ago by a billionaire from Belgium called Roland Duchelat. And he last came to watch us in October 2014. So he just doesn't come to the matches and he doesn't really know what's going on. When we first got taken over, I was open-minded as anybody. You know, I was thinking Kevin De Bruyne, Vincent Kompany, Romelu Lukaku, all great Belgian players. And I thought, yeah, we'll have a bit of that. But that is not what has happened at all. We've had complete opposite. It's been absolute dross, and it's just got worse and worse and worse. I don't know if you know, but our CEO, Katrine Meyer, is 30 years old. She's got no previous experience of British football. As far as I'm aware, I'm not sure if she's got experience of running a football club. But the decisions that are being made are just shocking. Really, really bad. We seem to be letting our best players go on the cheap. We've let sort of key players go in the past, such as Michael Morrison, who we gave away to Birmingham. We let Jan Kermagant go for a very cheap fee to Bournemouth. Dal Stevens, and the list goes on and on. There's just so many bad decisions being made. It's quite staggering, really. And I do think the media should take more attention. I know that the lower clubs are not as high profile as all the Premiership clubs where all the money is and stuff, but it wasn't that long ago. We were a decent, well-run family club. You know, a lot of tradition. And it's just all falling apart. Our current manager, I don't know if you've heard of him, his name is Carol Fry, and he was previously managing a mid-table Belgium third division team that I'd never heard of. He's just got no respect. The fans don't respect him. We've never heard. We want a British manager, somebody that you've heard of that's going to galvanise the fans. There's plenty of passion at Charlton. We might. The numbers are not, you know, terrific, but the fans have been pretty loyal, shall we say, you know, travelling home and away. But this guy's just not up to the job. He's just incompetent, seriously, absolute incompetent.
It sounds like a real problem, Mike. I'm really pleased that you shared that with us tonight. And it's so sad, isn't it, Rob, when you see a club like Charlton, the Premier League club for so long, club with a fantastic support, who have been down in the depths and fought their way back up again as a club. And you hear some of the horror stories about the way that club's being run at the moment. It's frightening. But the people who pay the price are the poor souls who pay the money every week.
Totally agree.
Who are that loyal, they'll keep going through thick and thin, and they get the thick end of it.